Daf's Daf Yud Aleph, just one ha'ara that some asked me about on yesterday's Daf. Yesterday had a couple of issues that came up regarding Shechita B'Kohanim and the Seir HaMishtaleach, the different the Lashonos. Just on Amud Aleph, there was a Gemara that we had in Maseches Erev, and I just wanted to repeat a Machlokas Rishonim that was related. The Gemara spoke about how the family of Rabbi Elazar Bei Rabbi Tzadok said he was from the Bnei Sana'a Ben Binyamin, and when Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, they used to push it off to Motzei Shabbos, but they didn't finish the fast on Sunday, after Tisha B'Av fell out on Sunday. And that was a raya that, for the yantif of the Karban Ha'etzim, that it was such an important yantif that when they brought the wood and the family, they didn't even have to finish the fast. So the Karban Ha'etzim, the Tiklin Chavitin discuss, was there Tisha B'Av Bizman Bayesheni? We were talking about Lachor during the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Karban Ha'eda says, V'zehaya vaday achar ha'churban, the Bizman ha'bayis ein som b'tisha b'av. That's how the Pashas of the Gemara, that's what the Mefarshim here say. But really, it's about Machlokas Mishonim. Tosfos and Tainus says that there was no tisha b'av in Bayis She'ini, meaning when they have a Beis HaMikdash, what are you fasting for? But, we know there were, you know, it's unclear whether they knew or not whether this was not going to be the eternal bias. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a beautiful piece in Parshas Bo where he talks about, that's how we spoke about this before Pesach, that's why they had a lot of differences between Bayis She'ini and Bayis Rishon, because Chazal knew that this bias wasn't going to be eternal, and it was just to make sure if they wouldn't have had Bayis She'ini, they would never have been able to come back. They would have been totally lost in Galus. But really, Bayis She'ini was a bechina of, they were still in Galus somewhat. There was no Aron, there were many of the five differences the Gemara and Yuma says. They kept the Babylonian names of the months. The Gemara was written in Aramaic, even the Talmud Yerushalmi, as we see, was written in Aramaic. There were a lot of ideas, which Rabbi Yaakov connects to this idea, that it was still a Beis HaMikdash of the time of Galus. So if you look at the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, he says there was Tisha B'Av, Bizman Bayis She'ini. He says, Adaf Yudches in Rosh Hashanah, after he quotes, Uba Bayis She'ini lo hayu mis'anin, lo asar v'teves, v'lo shivasa v'tamos. He says, those were not existed. But later on he says, the afal pi shahaya rishus biyadam, shelo lehis'anos b'tisha b'av, kemoshe zacharnu, even though they would have been able to not fast, hayu mis'anin bo, but they used to fast anyway. Mipnei tchifas mine ha'avel she'iru bo, kamoshi yizbar b'tainis. They fasted anyway. There was Bayis Rishon, there was the Meraglim, there were so many things that happened already in the past, so they fasted anyway. So it seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim. We can talk about what the Machlokas is about. Is it a Machlokas in Metzias, or is it a Machlokas in what's the Machayev of the fast of Tisha B'Av? But either way, that Machlokas relates to yesterday's Daf. Okay, let's continue now from Daf Yud Amud Beis. Amar Rebbe Chizkia, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eighth to last line. Amar Rebbe Chizkia. Tana Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda learned in a Braisa. Kalad Rebbe Yehuda Gad Genios. So that's his name. HaShulchan v'ha menorah v'ha mizbechos v'ha paroches. The Shulchan and the menorah and the mizbeachs and the paroches. Baruches is the curtain in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. Ma'ak v'nes ha'karbanos. Div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says you're not allowed to bring karbanos unless all of these kalim are there. There are a number of ways to understand the Gemara. We're going to go with this understanding. You need all those kalim there to bring karbanos. If you don't have all of those kalim there sitting in the right place, then one is not allowed to bring karbanos. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim argue. They say no. Let's go with argyrsa first. Ein lecha ma'akev es ha-karban ela ha-kiyar v'ha-kan belvad. The only thing that's ma'akev is the kiyar and the kan. The kan is the base of the kiyar. The kiyar is the washing kli, which the kohanim used to wash their hands and their feet before they did the avodah. So that's the only thing that's ma'akev, because you need that in order to be makadish yadayim v'raglayim. But that's the only thing. If you don't have a shulchan, if you don't have a menorah, it's okay, you can still be ma'akev karbanos. The gra has a different girsa based on a gemara, where he says, if you look in Os Vav, in the gra, Ein lecha, all the way to the bottom, the wide line in the grub. Ein lecha ma'akev es ha-karban el karkov v'keren belvad. The only thing that's ma'akev, you don't even need the kiyor. The karkov and the keren are parts of the mizbeach. You just need a complete mizbeach. The keren is the corners. The karkov is like the soviv that went around. Either way, there is a much smaller requirement, what is required for bringing karbanos. So ask the Gemara, these are what these Tanaim said. But don't we have other Shitos? Velochein Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanida, Trehon Amrin. They both said, Kolhein dechsev nochach ma'akev, tzela einu ma'akev. Anytime it says by the Kli, in the parshiyos of Truma, the Tesave, whenever it says nochach, so then that's a simen that it's ma'akev. It has to be nochach ha-shulchan, nochach, all of those cases, as the Tikkun Chatzin quotes, whenever it says nochach, that's ma'akev. Whenever it says tzela, put it on the side of the Mishkan, al tzela ha-mishkan, as it says by the shulchan, al tzela tzafon, put it on the north side, so then that's not ma'akev, that's the rule. So you split the karbanos based on what the word is in the Torah. V'yomer Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman b'shir b'nei Onasan, v'afilu tzela ma'akev, no, even tzela is ma'akev, meaning all the kelim. V'yomer Rabbi Eila b'shem, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, v'afilu sima ma'akev, wherever the verb of visamto or sima or vayasem, that's ma'akev. You have all these other shitas. So are we to say, asks the Gemara, that all of these shitos argue with the earlier Tanaim? The earlier Tanaim said, no, all you need is the kiyar, or all you need is the mizbeach and the shulchan and the menorah. And all these shitas include much more. All kelim would say nochach, all kelim would say tzela. So do you include, are we supposed to understand that they are ma'akev, that they are arguing? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, no, there's no machlokes. The Tanaim and the Amoraim are talking about two different types of avoda. Kan ba'avoda shebifnim, kan ba'avoda shebachutz. Most avodas that we do are avodas chutz, meaning on the mizbeach achitzon. So on the mizbeach achitzon, on the big mizbeach where you brought the animals, so that the only thing is ma'akev of the first are what the Tanaim said, either just the kan and the kiyar or the other shitos. What were these Amoraim talking about that require more? That's for avodas pnim. Any avoda that's done in the Heichal, anything to do with the Shulchan, anything to do with the Mizbeach HaZahav, Mizbeach HaKtores, any of those, that's what has a higher standard, and that's what requires more. Period. This is related, this Gemara that we just read is related to a major issue, which, put it on the list, what I owe you. This is, now you could remember, this shiur that I owe you, about Hakravas Karbonis Bezman HaZeh. This is a major sugya, very interesting. If you want to look at a beautiful article about it, and Rabbi Bleich has in the first volume of Contemporary Halachic Problems, anything that Rabbi Bleich writes, you don't need anything else after you have one of his articles. So he has a whole article related to this. But again, he brings up all of the issues. He brings up all of the issues. And that is, in some achronim, he quotes, in the early achronim, that there might have been Hakravas Karbanos right after the Churban. You find that. He quotes that a Mishnah we had earlier in Pesachim, that where Gamliel says to Tevi Avdo, go roast the Karban Pesach, and he proved that Rabbi Yaakov Emden proves that they lived after the Beis HaMikdash. So at least maybe the Pesach was done after the Beis HaMikdash. But this really came to the fore, this got exciting in the 1800s, where Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, he started writing to all the Rabbanim who were alive then, in the beginning of the return to Tzion, that he wanted to start the Hakravas Karbanos again. He wanted to build a Mizbeach, and he wanted to start, and he wanted to get out of all the problems. So he writes to the Chazam Sofer and to Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he wrote to all of the Achronim at the time. In the first tshuva, the Binyan Sion, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, the Aruch Laner. So his tshuvas are called Binyan Sion because he lived at this time and he yearns for the Binyan of Sion. So his first few tshuvas discuss, he has letters to Rabbi Hirsch Kalischer discussing the issues of Hakravas Karbanos Bezman HaZeh. So there are a number of issues. So number one, some of the Gedolim said, we mentioned before, there's machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, a number of places in the Gemara, how is the third base of Migdash going to be built? There's a Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, which says that the third base of Migdash is going to come down from Shemayim. We're not going to build it. So that's what Rav Nassan Adler said to him. He said, what do you mean? The Beis HaMikdash should come that from Shemayim. We can't build the Mizbeach. That was for the earlier Bati Migdash. So that's why he says, no, that's only Anagadata. He has answers for that. And then he quotes, other Achronim say, if you look in the certain order that is said in the Gemara, what happens to happen first? First Malchus Beis David, and then Beis HaMikdash, and then there's certain orders. He says, no, maybe that only applies by certain Karbanos, not related to all Karbanos. But then he gets into the halachic issues. The halachic issues are, number one, Tumah. How do you get it over the fact that we're all Tamei? Tumah Hotcher B'Tzibur is only maybe by Pesach, and also only maybe by the Hakrava. But how can you walk in there? You can't walk in to build the Mizbeach. There's no Tumah Hotcher B'Tzibur when it comes to building the Mizbeach. So that's one problem they have. Again, Rav Sears Kalischer got out of all these problems somehow. Number one. Number two, what about Kohanim? Right, we have what was called today Kohanim Muchzakim. We're not 100% sure that everybody is a Kohen. Right? Muchzak, we assume. That's why, what's our ISIS happening? Nobody's eating Shruma today. Nobody's worried about Misa Vishamai. What? Okay, Bracha Levatala by Brachas Kohanim. So we rely on the Chazaka for that. Like we're given the first Aliyah. Okay, we rely, but what's Kohanim Muchzakim? So how are we 100% sure that somebody's going to do the Avoda, even if you have a Mizbeach? So Kohanim Yuchasim. What about Big Day Kahuna? Big Day Kahuna.
You have to wear Bita Kahuna when you do the Avodah. Do we have Bita Kahuna? It's another issue that is brought up by this is a halacha lemaisa, where the poskim take Seder Kachim and say this is a halacha lemaisa. Bita Kahuna, what about the exact spot? The Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Beis HaBechira is the Mizbeach's Makom is Mechuvin Biyoser. It's exactly on a specific spot. And even in the Navi says in Bayesheni, they had to get a Navi back from Bavel to tell them exactly where the Mizbeach was supposed to go. So again, how do you know exactly where the Mizbeach was going to go? So he said maybe that was only in Bayesheni where the first Mizbeach was totally raised, but by Shlishi, we know where it is. There are certain archaeology that's still there that could tell us. These are a number of issues. Again, each of these requires a couple of minutes talk, but these are some of the issues that are discussed, whether you're allowed to bring Karbanos Mizban Hazeh. We do have Me'ikar Hadin, though. Look at this Gemara. You don't need the whole Mizbeach. You don't need the whole Beis HaMikdash in order to bring. Right? The first sheet is, for the Avodas Chutz, what does the Gemara say? You only need the Kiyar. Okay, you can build a Kiyar, right, according to that sheet. The Rambam's Lashon, in the Beis HaBechira. The Rambam quotes this line from the Gemara Megillah, that's where this starts. The Rambam's context in Ilchus Beis HaBechira Perek Vav is where the Rambam discusses the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. So well done, Rambam, where the Rambam says the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash is forever, is eternal. Even though the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not eternal. That was Batel. Why? Because, says the Rambam, the Kedusha of the Yerushalayim is based on the Shekhinah. And once the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence resided there, it is forever. That's why we can't go on Har HaBayis Bizman HaZeh. Up and even past the place, you know, even if we would be able to have political clout there. Why? Because we're Tameh. And we're not allowed to go there. There's still Kedusha there. There's no Beis HaMikdash there, but there still has Kedusha. Says the Rambam. Nizkacha B'Kedusha Rishona, Shekisha Shlomo, V'Kisha Lasa Lavo. That's the Rambam. In that context, he says, Leficha, because the Kedusha is forever, Makrivin HaKarbanos Kulon, that's the Shitas HaRambam, based on the Gemara and Megillah, that we can bring Karbanos Me'ikar HaDin. You have to get over the 10 problems that we just mentioned. But Me'ikar HaDin, you wouldn't need a Beis HaMikdash. You have to worry about the Kohanim and the Bikta Kahuna and the Tumah and everything else. But Me'ikar HaDin, that is what the Rambam says. Okay, now we continue. Second line. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Shachtzis Gedola. Remember what it said in the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah had said that whenever the Para Aduma was brought, the Avoda of the Para Aduma was done outside the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't done inside the Beis HaMikdash, so they had to bring it out. But the Mishnah described yesterday on the top of Yudim HaBeis that a ramp was built from the Beis HaMikdash, a very high ramp was built to bring the Oske HaPara, brought the Para Aduma out on this big ramp, so there wouldn't be any Tumah, they wouldn't be able to walk, A, or B, the other reasons why the Gemara mentions, but they built this big ramp. The machlokas in the Mishnah, where does this big ramp come from? Did it come from the Shiyari Halishka, the leftovers Shrumos, or Abashola said that they brought it from their own money? Okay, so related to that issue, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shachtzis Gedola, Haisiv B'nei Kohanim Gedolim. There was great gaiva. We'll discuss that more in a minute. Regarding the Kohanim Gedolim in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? She Yoser Mishishim Kikrei Zahav HaYimotziin Ba. They spent a tremendous amount of money on building these ramps. She Haya Kivsa Shal Para Omeid V'lo Haya Echen Me'am Motzi Paraso B'Kivsa Shal Chavero. The previous Kohen Gadol's ramp was still there from the previous Para Aduma, and yet they didn't use it. They built a new one. Ela Sosro Ubona Oso Mishalo. So that was tremendous shachzis, tremendous gaiva. What exactly was the issue? Was the gaiva? So interesting, the Pesher Davar, Rabbi Well, points out that it really seems to be a machlokas in the Mefarshim of the Yerushalmi. What exactly was the problem here with these Kohanim Gedolim? Some of the Mefarshim say that like the Pnei Moshe and also the Karban Eida, they spent so much money. They shouldn't have spent so much money. What are they taking money, whether it was their own or the Beis HaMikdash's money? Either way, there was a ramp there already. So what are you spending so much money for? That was the gaiva. They spent so much money to show, oh, this is my ramp. So that was the problem. While some other Mefarshim say that no, the point was not that they would spend the money, but the focus should be that they didn't think that their friend's kevesh was good enough for them. I'm not going to go on his kevesh. You know, I'm going to build my own. He says, "Shemaisa ha'acher ha'yabatel etzlo." They weren't machshiv their friend's actions. So the Pesher Davar concludes, is the Iker Gases Ruach, the Machlokas, mitzad ha-money that they spent, or mitzad that they were mevatel their friend's actions? Is it that they said, oh, I don't like you, or I'm great? A different focus of what the Shachtis was. But either way, that was two deos, two understandings of what this was. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina was upset. Hesav Rabbi Ula Kum Rabbi Manda. Rabbi Ula argues. He says, "V'hatani Shimon Atzadik." Shimon Atzadik says, "Shtei paros asa." Shimon Atzadik did two paradumas in his time. Lo bekeves shehotzi azu, hotzi azu. And even he didn't take the two paradumas on the same ramp. So istachalameim or Shimon Atzadik shachatoya. So you want to tell me that Shimon HaTzadik was a shachas, was a balgaiva? Obviously he wasn't. So there must be a different reason why they made their own ramps each time. Not because of shachas is some negative reason. My kadon, so what's the reason? I'll say my liba paro, sosa liba paro. We find many milas and many extra stringencies and standards when it comes to paraduma. So this is also one of them. Every time you build another ramp, you build a new ramp. But you can't say that Shimon HaTzadik built two in his own life. So who's he overcome? Right, he's not being mevatel his own action. So you have to say there's a different reasons. That's why Rabbi Ula argues. So what would Rabbi Hanina say back about the Shimon HaTzadik? So I saw one of the mefarshim say, no, the point was that he had to do two at the same time. He had two paradumas at the same time, and he didn't want to do two paradumas at the same ramp. Beinos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So that's why at the same time he had to do two. But really, and the first one, this mefarshim says, the first one he kept from his friend. He only built one new one. So he used the first one from his friends, that's why. But if you just build a whole new one for a new paraduma, so that would be the problem. Tani zizin uksalim hayuyotzin mikan umikan kidei shelo yatsu viyatsitsu hakoanim viyatamu. There were porches and little walls sticking out of the sides of the ramp so that the koanim on top, who were oskim with the paraduma, they couldn't, different version, what the potential problem was, one shot is that they couldn't look over to see over the side of the ramp, and they might have been ma'ahil on tuma. As we mentioned, there are three kinds of tuma. Either a mace and a person is under the same roof, or the mace is the roof over the person, or the person is the roof over the mace. Those are the three types of tumas ohel. So the issue here is that the kohanim might lean over. So if you put these extra blinders on the side of the ramp, so then they won't lean over. That's one. Or the other way is that the other kohanim outside shouldn't be looking in because they shouldn't get tameh, they shouldn't bring tumah. Either way, that's why they have these blinders to block the way. Fine. Rabbi Akiva Omer Amos Akhan Bishal Hakdash Fachulu. If you remember back in the Gemara, let's remember the Gemara for a minute because we're going to have to relate to it now. The Gemara had quoted, the Mishnah yesterday had quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. What is done with the leftovers of the Trumas HaLishka? Right, the Shiara HaLishka, what is done? Says Rabbi Yishmael, you invest it. You invest it, you sell it, you buy stuff. V'haschar lahektish, that's what Rabbi Yishmael said. Right, remember that? Rabbi Yishmael said that you sell, you invest it, you get the schar lahektish. And Rabbi Akiva says the line, Ein mistakrin bishal hektish. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can't make money off of hektish. What exactly did that mean? So there was a machlokas in the mefarshim. If Menachem mentioned this yesterday, there was a machlokas in the mefarshim there. What was the pshat of Rabbi Akiva? Ein mistakrin bishal hektish against Rabbi Yishmael. One pshat was the Karban Aida said. I'm sorry, let's not do the Karban Aida first. The Tikkun Chazitin said because you might lose money, you can't invest it because you might lose. So you have the leftover. So, you know, when it comes to hektish, you don't take chances. You might make a profit, but you know what? You also might lose. That's why you can't touch the money. That's what the Tiklan Chazitin says. The Karbana Eida says a different pshat. He says, no. He quotes the line from a Gemara, Ein anius b'makam ashirus. That means there is no acting like an ani b'makam ashirus. That means you can't have business as usual when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't deal with the Beis HaMikdash property like a businessman. So what? You're going to make profit. But still, ein anias b'makam ashirus. That's the lashon that the Gemara uses, that you don't just do regular business when it comes to nechasim of the Beis HaMikdash. So that was two deos, how to understand Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva say, you're not allowed to invest, you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to make money off of the Shiari HaLishka? So now the Gemara says, Ella, on the law, now we're Akiva Omer Amos Takrin, why? But the Gemara says, Ella Imratza, Yiyaha Hefsid Shelo, Vahaschar Lehektish Mutter. But if the person says, you know what? I'm going to cover any loss. You know, I'm going to invest, I'm going to sell it, and if there's any loss, I'm going to take care of it, says the Gemara, that's Mutter. That's Mutter. So who does this sound like? Like what Shita? Like the Tiklan Chanatin. Right, it sounds like, what does the Gemara say? If you make a tenai that you're not going to lose, so then, you know, it works. So that works with the Tiklan Chazitin, if the whole chash is the loss. But if you say the reason of Ein Anias B'makam Ashirus, so how do you read this Gemara? If you say Ein Anias B'makam Ashirus, so then who cares if you're still doing business practice? So why is that Mutter? So I saw B'shem the Chassam Sofer, and he said, no, the point is that usual business practice, you take risks. The fact that here you're covering any loss, that itself makes it not a violation. because this is not regular business practice. This is a kiyum of Eidanis for Makam Hashiras. You're going above and beyond. You're taking the chance, and you're covering Hektish. The Hektish will not lose. So it can't, even though the Pashtus is like the Tikkun Chazitin, that it's worried about a loss, but you still can read this Gemara related to Eidanis for Makam Hashiras. So now let's continue. Kahada, so where do you see this type of case where if you cover the loss, it's mutter? Kahada Barzmina, like this person, is Pakid Gabe Meidal Yasmin. He had a bunch of money of orphans, of Yisomim, that was given to him to watch. Asa Vishaol Rebbe Mana, he went to ask Rebbe Mana, Omar Leh, he said to him, he asked Rebbe Mana, can I invest this money? Can I do some business with it? You know, I want to make some money for the Yarshim, for the orphans. Omar Leh, he said to him, in Ba'is Dihav Sadaditoch, if you will cover the loss, Va'agra Ditarvechon, and profits you'll split. Shari! So you'll get some of the profits for your work, but if you're going to cover all the loss, then it's mutter. Right, so you see, that type of arrangements could work. Rabbi Chia Bar Ada is Pachad Gabe Meidel Yaspin. Bavit Kain, also the same thing. Rabbi Chia Bar Ada had it work. Period. Next piece. Moser Peiro. So now again, look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Whether you're allowed to make money with this. Then the Mishnah spoke about what do you do with certain leftovers. It spoke about what do you do with Moser Peiros. Moser Peiros, the leftover Peiros. What is Moser Peiros? So the simple reading of the Gemara, which we had yesterday, was that Moser Peiros was really referring to exactly what the Mishnah had earlier been talking about. Moser Peiros was referring to the money that was made, the profit that was made. And that's why, if you look in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael is the only one that discussed what to do with Moser Peiros. Because if you look back on Yudim Abayz, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, the Mishnah says, Moser Peiros kesem mizbeach. Moser Peiros was used for something. But what did the last two opinions of the Mishnah say? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Hananya, last six words of the Mishnah. Zeh v'zeh lo hayu modim b'peiros. What did that mean? So the way that was said yesterday, I mean it wasn't here, but what it was said with the simple reading is that they don't agree there is such a thing. There is no Moser Peiros. Because they hold Ein Mistakrin B'Shel Hektish. That was the simple reading of the Gemara, of the Mishnah that we had yesterday. Moser Peiros was only talked about according to the first opinion, because that meant the profits of selling the remainder of the Shkalim, and only Rabbi Shmuel says you're allowed to do that. Rabbi Kiva says it's not business as usual when it comes to the leftovers, so there is no such thing as Moser Peiros. Fine, so let's keep that in mind now. Says the Gemara now, Masnis under Rabbi Shmuel, he, when the Mishnah brings up Moser Peiros, it's referring to the earlier Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. The Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef, Pater Masnisa, because Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef explains the Mishnah, Moser Peiros, Schar Lektish. Moser Peiros, right, the reward, the profit goes to Hektish. Moser Nesachim, what about the other line in the Mishnah that was Moser Nesachim? What is Moser Nesachim? Nesachim are the libations that are brought, the wine and the flour. What's the Moser? What do you ever have extra? Zeus Sa'a Revius. That's referring to the fourth Sa'a. What's the fourth Sa'a? We're going to have a Mishnah later on which says as follows. Beis HaMikdash, they had certain suppliers of flour, of wine, of oil. So they gave money, they made deals at the beginning of the year, and they said, okay, you supply me for the rest of the year. What would happen, let's say, if flour was 4 pounds for a dollar? 4 pounds for a dollar at the beginning of the year. So they make that arrangement. And then by the end of the year, it's 3 pounds for a dollar. The price went up. You know what the halacha is? The guy has to give four for a dollar. Because the Beis HaMikdash wins. Beis HaMikdash wins, you got to give four for a dollar. And it's the same thing if it's the other way. Let's say it's three for a dollar, And then it goes to four for a dollar. Then you have to give four for a dollar. You always have to give the extra one to the Beis HaMikdash. Whether the price goes down, price goes up, you either have to give what was said, or even more if the price goes up. That's called the Sa'a Revius, the fourth Sa'a. If you have the extra fourth Sa'a, that's not going to be used. But they have to pay it anyway. That's what's being referred to in the Mishnah by Moser Nesachim. The leftover Nesachim, and the Mishnah says the Moser Nesachim is used for various purposes. Klisharis, Kesem Hezbeach, etc. So that is all Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef Shita, that Moser Peiros refers to the profit that was made according to Rabbi Yishmael. But Rabbi Yochanan Pasar Masisa, but Rabbi Yochanan had a different shot in the Mishnah. Moser Peiros Usar Revius. No, Moser Peiros was referring to this fourth Sa'ah. Moser Nesachim, the leftover Nesachim, what's that referring to? Le Beirutzin, to the overflow. What does that mean? Whenever the supplier gave you a cup of flour, they always gave you a heaping cup. Because they don't want the Beis HaMikdash to lose. So whenever they give you a measurement, they give you a heaping tablespoon, a heaping cup, in order to make sure that, you know, the Beis HaMikdash got what it deserved. So that's the Moser Nesachim, are these extra Beirutzin, the extra flour that was brought. So let's just finish the line and then I'll take the question. The last lady, Rav Chiya bar Yosef, would be Beirutzin. 1 second. What is Rav Chiya bar Yosef? Didn't mention anything about Beirutzin, about the overflow of the flour. So what does he say about that? So Amar Rav Chizkiya, I did not follow Saravias of the Beirutzin. No! The same thing that with the Saravias went, the extra Saravias, whatever that was used for, whether Klei Shares or Ketzim Mizbeach, the different Cheetahs in the Mishnah, that's where the Beirutzin also went to. Period. Yeah. If the Beis Hamikdash can never lose,
then
how could you explain the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? In Mistakon Mishal Hekdash. So we have the two pshatim. Either it has nothing to do with losing and winning. That's exactly the point. Ein Anis Malka Mashiris means you can't do regular business practice even if you're not going to lose.
It's not regular.
Right. That's why it's mutter. If you make that deal. If it's gonna. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you don't need that deal. According to Rabbi Yishmael, that says Mistakon Mishal Hekdash, you can take the chances. You don't even have to make that deal. But you're right. Though, I mean, the question is, could you take that chance? That was the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva.
Sometimes doing nothing is taking a chance too.
Okay, doing nothing, going down a price. But you're right. That's Shev Al Tasa.
No,
Shev Al Tasa is.
And the Yiddish can't lose because when it goes up, goes down.
Right. If somebody has agreed to supply the Beis Hamikdash, they're going to supply no matter what. Right. The Yad Beis Hamikdash Al Halyona. Okay, let's continue now. So we had a machlokas amaraim here. What's the pshat of the Mishnah? What do the words of the Mishnah mean, Moser Peirus? By the way, today's the halfway point of a Sechah Shkalim. Everybody, so hang in there after today, you already did the Rov. So Ruba Kakulo, so already halfway there. So says the Gemara has a machlokas. What does the words Moser Peirus mean in the Mishnah? Does it mean the extra profit that was made? Or does it mean something else? Does it mean this, Saravis? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah fits in according to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, who says that Moser Peirus means the extra profit made. Why? Because what does the Mishnah say? That only Rabbi Yishmael has something called Moser Peirus. What do the other Shitas say? We don't agree by Moser Peirus, meaning they don't hold of such an idea. So it fits in. That machlokes can be explained. So all that is Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Nicha. That fits in. Why? Ein misakar b'shal hektish, aflo b'shal aniyim. Because the other Shitas say, you don't do it. Lefichach zeh v'zeh lo hayimod b'peirus. That explains the last line of the Mishnah, which says that there is no such thing as Moser Peirus. But all that is Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a Kasha. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, what does Moser Peirus means? That means the extra sa'ah. But everybody agrees to that. V'hataninim, we learned in the Mishnah, amdu megimol yisapeg midalid. If the price goes up and you only can get 3 for a dollar, you still have to supply 4. V'taninan, and yet the Mishnah still says, our Mishnah, zeh v'zeh lo hayimod b'peirus. But the Mishnah still said that they didn't agree. What do you mean they didn't agree? They agreed to this halacha. They just don't agree to the prophet halacha. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, why don't they agree by Moser Peirus? So the answer is the Gemara. No, it doesn't mean they don't agree at all to the concept of Moser Peirus. They agree that there is such a concept. They just disagree where it goes to. Lo hayimodim peirus on the case of Mizbeach. They don't agree that it goes to the case of Mizbeach, to the, when the Mizbeach is batel, and they sell karbanis in order just to keep animals hooked up on the Mizbeach. That's what it goes to. But it does not go to. Avo modere b'chlisharis. They agree that it's used for a klisharis. They agree that the extra sa'ah, the fourth sa'ah, is used to purchase klisharis, the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash. That's all the last line means. Not that there is no such a concept, but the place where Rabbi Yishmael says it should go to, they do not agree that it should go there. Says the Gemara, Ad kan Beirut Seit Tzibur, Ad kan Beirut Seit Tzibur. So this makes sense by Beirut Seit Tzibur, the leftovers and the overflows of the menachos, of the nesachim of the Tzibur. That could go to Klei Shares. Klei Shares are public vessels in mus cups from public monies. Vafil Beirut Seit Yachid. Are you going to tell me even by private individual overflows, you're going to use that to buy Klei Shares? V'lonimsu Klei Shares Bani Michal Yachid. Is that allowed? A Klei Shares has to be from public funds. Right? It has to be called on behalf of the Tzibur. So Gemara says, what's the problem? We had yesterday. Kahadad taninan. We had yesterday. Isha sha'asak sonis lebna ksheira. Let's say a mother of a Kohen wants to make her own bigte kahuna. She makes it. She makes a beautiful ksonis. She can give it as long as she has the proper das to give this totally to the Beis HaMikdash. Ubavash tibsarit ala seabirds. That's what happened here. Even if it's private, it can still work. So Gemara has one final question about these overflows, how it can work to buy the klisharis. Ad kadon beirut se lach. Wet measures of overflow could work. Afilu beirut se yavesh. Could dry measures work? What's the difference between dry and wet? Wine versus flour, what's the difference? So the Gemara Menachah is quoted here in the Tikkun Chazitin. Daf Tzadik gives two differences. One sheet in the Gemara in Menachah's Daf Tzadik says that only, there are different kind of measuring cups in the Beis HaMikdash. Some used for liquids, some used for solids. Only the liquid ones, according to one shita, was niskadish b'klei b'shemen ha-mishcha. Only liquid ones were called klisharis. And not the ones that we use for yavish, not the measuring cups that we use for flour. So the Gemara's question is, according to that shita, fine lach I know could be used, the extra lach could be used to buy klisharis, because those were already mekudesh. It was within the klisharis, that was mishuach b'shemen ha-mishcha. But Mashenki, by Yavesh, it wasn't in a klisharis. The measuring cup wasn't kodesh, so I could use that dry flour to buy klisharis. It doesn't have inherent kedusha yet. A. B. The second shot in the Gemara Menachah says, no, you know what the difference between dry and wet? They're both mekudesh b'shem and mishcha. But the point is, let's say you have a cup, and you're pouring in flour. The overflow on top, let's say you have a heaping tablespoon. The stuff on top never went inside the klisharis. So it was never mekudesh. If you have something wet, let's say you pour oil, you pour liquid into a measuring cup, and it's a little above, the top of it could be a little above based on the surface tension. Thank you. The surface tension of the liquid above, so it could stay there. But you know what? Says the Gemara, the liquid on top probably was under the rim at some point. There was displacement. There was displacement that it used to be underneath and it went above. So that's the difference between lach and yavesh. By lach, what's above was inside. So that's why it was mekudesh. Mashenke by yavesh. Right? By yavesh on top, it was never inside. So for one of those two reasons, that's why lach works, but yavesh doesn't work. So answers the Gemara, you're right. By yavesh overflow, you wouldn't use it. Kahid taninan, taman, like we learned there, hanesachim shekitshu bikli. Only nesachim that were sanctified in a kli. In a kli means only lach. V'nimsa hazevach pasol, im yeshal zemah ha'acha yakvivenu, imo, v'imlanu yifsul bolina. Whatever the detail of that halacha is, we don't have to know, but the ikar for us is it says, bikli, inside a kli, is mekudesh, so that only applies by lach, and not by yavish. Period.
This isha that sewed the sonas, yeah, doesn't have to do with cups, because
he
wasn't giving raw material?
The isha that sewed the ksonesh?
From her.
We can see yavesh from her. Why?
Because she gave a material that's yavesh.
She gave a material that's yavesh, but again, that didn't have to be. That was just an example where you see the das of a yachid, full das to give it to a tzibur is okay. That's not talking about klisharis. That's talking about bigdei kahuna. So bigdei kahuna have a different status than klisharis. The problem is that we're trying to get the flour and the overflow flour and oil or wine to be used into the klisharis stafka. That's why it was more of a problem. Okay, next halacha gemara says the Mishnah. Moser Akhtoris Mahoyu Osimba, what did they do with the leftover Ketores? Right, they had Ketores for the whole year. The Tiklan Chazan explains, based on the Gemara, that they had 368 portions of Ketores. Where the Kohen Gadol gave the Ketores every day. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon, but he gave it three times on Yom Kippur. That's why he needed 368. But he only used part of each portion, so there was left over there. And if it wasn't a leap year, there's only 354 days, not 365 days. There's always 11 days different. So that's why there was leftover Ketores every year. The problem is, if I have leftover Ketores from Tavshin Samach Vav, I can't use it for Tavshin Samach Zayin. So how do I make my Ketores into usable Ketores for the following year? That's what the Mishnah is going to talk about. Moser Ketores Mayu Osin Ba, how can I make it usable for the following year? So this is the process that you do. There's a bunch of workers at the Beis HaMikdash that have to be paid. So step one, I take this leftover ketores and I put it on the side and I designate as much ketores as I need to pay the workers. I designate this amount, this is as much ketores, it's $500 worth of ketores, I'm going to pay the workers. But this ketores still has kedusha, right? It has kedusha zaguf. So I designate it. Then I change the kedusha over from the ketores to money. And what do? Vinosin osa lo'umnin bischaran. And now I give the ketores that is now chol. It lost its kedusha because I changed the kedusha from the ketores to money. The ketores now I give to the workers in lieu of their payment. In lieu of their wages, I give this ketores to them. So now this ketores belongs to them. And then what do? Then I go to the Trumas Alishka and I get money and I buy the ketores back. That's how, and now the ketores is bought from the new Truma. Hopefully, if you have the shkalim by Rosh Chodesh Nisan like you're supposed to, you buy it from the Truma Chadasha. If not, for some reason, if the shkalim didn't come in at the right time, you're allowed to buy it from the Truma Yeshana, from last year's money. That's what you do in order to get the Ketores bought back. Ask the Gemara, one second. What happens here? You have a Ketores, you designated it, you put it on the side, you switch the Kedusha from the Ketores to money. Where did that money come from in the first place? Wasn't that based on Mikdash money? Isn't that already Kadosh money? Ask the Gemara, if you ever want to transfer Kedusha, you need one thing that's Kodesh and one thing that's Chol. You have two by Meister Sheni. You're going to transfer Meister Sheni Kedusha onto money. That's Chulin. You can't transfer Kedusha onto something that's already Kadosh. So where did this money come from that you're going to use to transfer? Wasn't it already Kadosh? Didn't it already belong to the base of Migdash? So ask the Gemara. The Lo Nimsa Hektish B'schal Al Hektish. So how are you transferring the Kedusha? So ask the Gemara, no. Kesa to Osa. No, there are certain ways that you could have Chulin. How? Amar B'shirin B'Bisna. Maybe ma'usu machalon ala binyan. You have, let's say, Beis HaMikdash money. That's holy. But you first change that kedusha of that money onto binyan. What does that mean? Many of the kalim or the structures that were built in the Beis HaMikdash first were built and they didn't have kedusha status yet. Only when they were bought by the Beis HaMikdash did they have kedusha status. So that's what you do first. You have something that was built that's still chol, that's not kadosh. You transfer the kedusha of the money onto that. So now that's holy and now the money's chol. And now you start again from what we were talking about. You take the Ketores, Kedusha, and you transfer it onto this money, then you give the Ketores to the workers, and then you buy it back from them. That's what you do. Ooh, maybe, let's finish the line. Ooh, maybe Ketores. Then after you get this money being mechala on the binyan, now it's cho money, then you bring the Ketores. Ooh, mechala alayin, but also umnin, bischaran, period. Yeah. What about the money? Well, you're not changing any money here. You're just paying for things. But you're right. Money for the kelbone. For the kelbone, for various services, he got... Right, we had in the Mishnah, what is it, yesterday or 2 days ago, we had that he was paid also. He got paid also. But it's unclear which workers we're talking about in the Mishnah. That's open. That doesn't say exactly which workers we're paying. Second line. They always have it of a different kelim. We're always being used. The Mishnayos and Chagiga tell us that there were doubles and triples of every kli. What if a kli got tameh? What if a kli got broken? You have to have it available. You know, if something happens to the kior, you know, and you have to send it to, you have to get it fixed. So what do you do meanwhile? You have to have doubles and triples. Osan amos, second line. Osan hamos ma yasabahen. Okay, not everybody has this girsa. We're going to keep it in. Osan amos. So think back to the process. What happened? You had the Ketores, you switch the Kedusha of the Ketores onto money, and you give the Ketores, and then you buy the Ketores back. The Mishnah never says, what do you do with that money that you change the Ketores' Kedusha onto? The Mishnah never says, what do you do with that money now? You have Kadosh money. So what do you do with that money? So Rabbi Omer Ani, Yitnatu Lebeis Karma, Lebeis Aftinus, Shah Yubakin, Bepitam Ketores, Mubais Alechem Apanim. You give it to these families, which were experts in making the Ketores and making the Lechem Apanim. That's who got this money. Amr Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, the Heichal Yichayevan Le Mos Mishal Rishona. That's only if these families were owed money from that year. So then you could use this year's money to pay them. Reb Chiya Bar Ba'i, Lo Hayichayevan Le Mos Mishal Rishona. So Reb Chiya Bar Ba asks, what if they weren't owed? What if they weren't owed? What do you do with it? He asked that question. So Asa, the big, what's the girsa here? Let's assume it's the same person, because that's how the Gemara makes sense. Asa Reb Chiya Bar Ba. So you use it for something else. You use it for the Ketzim Mizbeach. So ask the Gemara. The same person just asked the question and answered the question. So ask the Gemara. Rabbi Bob Bar Kohen Boi. Kumi Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Bob Bar Kohen asked in front of Rabbi Yosa. Michlefa Shivez Shitasa Rabbi Chia Bar Ba. Taman Srichalei Vakop Shitalei. Here he needed to ask the question and here it's obvious. Meaning, why did he ask the question and then he answered the question? So answers the Gemara. Hadit Srichalei Bakli Shareis. Hadit Pshitalei Baketzim Mizbeach. No, what he was sure about was that you could use it for the Ketzim Mizbeach. You could use it for bringing Karbanos Ola at a time when there was no Karbanos on the Mizbeach. What he wasn't sure about was, can you even use this extra money? Again, where did this money come from? It came from the Kedusha of the Ketores, transferred onto this money. Could you use this for Kli Shareis even, to buy new Kli Shareis? That was what he wasn't sure about. What's that issue about? We'll get to in a second. Let's stop here for a second and remember a thought that we said back in Maseches Psachim. Sorry, Maseches Psachim, all the way in the middle of the Masechta, where Rebbe says this lashon on the second line. Rebbe Omer Ani. So remember that, Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's a beautiful thought, so I'll mention it again. It's good to chazer every 60 blood also. Yeah, so that hopefully remember some thoughts. The Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that the only person you find in Shas who uses this lashon of Omer Ani is Rebbe. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani. What is that? What's that? We had it off Ayin Hey in Sakham. So where is that? Where is that lashon? What does that mean? So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in Beis HaOtzar, Kachay Darko Shel Rebbe Lomar Dvar B'Lashon Omer Ani. So first, Rabbi Yosef Engel says he thinks it is a lashon of anivus, like we write La Anias Daiti. In my humble opinion, Omer Ani, I say, okay, La Anias Daiti. I know what you say. In my humble opinion, this is what I say. And then he says maybe it means Al Pi Kabbalah. We all have an Ani inside of us, our neshama. So it's the Ani inside of us. But then he says as follows. He says, just like you find that this lashon of Omer Ani, he says, Kimidu Meli, I, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, living in the stage before computers, 115 years ago, Kimidu Meli, I think that you never find the words Omer Ani in Tanakh, except in one pasuk in Tehillah Memhei, where it says, Rachash Libi Davar Tov, my heart has feeling, Omer Ani, I say, Ma'asai LaMelech, my actions are to the king. Lishoni eight sofer mahir. My tongue is a pen of a quick scribe. That's the pasuk. So he says, what's this talking about? So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, he thinks that David HaMelech is alluding to, as we had in Gemara at the end of Psachim, that David HaMelech wrote to Tehillim with everybody in mind for Dorei Doros. He has in mind David HaMelech here. He has in mind Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe. That Rebbe always says Omer Ani. So Omer Ani is referring to when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi decided to write the Mishnah. He wrote the Mishnah, so we know that it was a big controversy. How can you write down Dvarim Shebal Peh? Yetar Shalom Lekosvan. So what's the it was Eis Vasos Hashem. Right? Everybody was going to forget the Torah. So you had to write it down. So Omer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech. I'm L'Shem Shemai. My actions are for Hashem. I have to write down the Mishnah. L'Shoni, my tongue. My Torah Shebal Peh. Eight sofer becomes a quick scribe, and you have to write it down. I have to write it down because this is what's going to happen. Torah is not going to be Torah is going to be forgotten, and I have to write it down. Then he goes into gematria a little bit. He says libi davar tov sofi tevos is Rebbe, and then he says lishoni is gematria Yehuda Anasi. Okay, he gets into gematrias afterwards, but the emphasis of Omer Ani is a lashon only found by Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, and it's found by the one time in Tehillim, and he thinks that's a remez to Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. Okay, that's Omer Ani. Weiter, we're up to the word ispalgun. Says the Gemara, we just said that Reb Chiya Bar Ba had a suffix. He wasn't sure whether this money, which money? The money that you had, remember you had Ketores in the Mishnah. The Ketores was transferred, the Kedusha of the Ketores was transferred onto this money. Could you use this money now to buy Klei Sharis? So he wasn't sure about that. What was the issue? Why would you think yes? Why would you think not? The following. There's Palgun. Because there's a machlokas about the following issue. Does Ketores require Klei Sharis itself to mean this condition? Meaning when you make Ketores, does it have to be in a Klei Sharis in order to be Ketores? If yes, let's just finish the Svara and then we'll see it inside. If Ketores requires a Klei Sharis, so then Ketores itself has inherent Kedusha. If it has inherent Kedusha, then the money that's transferred that has the Kedusha of the Ketores also has inherent Kedusha, and thus you could use that money to buy Klei Sharis. But if the Ketores originally does not need to be made in a Klei Sharis, so then the Ketores does not have inherent Kedusha, so then the money that has its Kedusha does not have inherent Kedusha, and then you wouldn't be able to use it to buy a Klei Sharis. That's the Svara here. So this Palkan, Pitzma Bechulin, let's say you were Mefatim, that means you made the Klei Sharis in Chulin, meaning in a Stama Kli, not in a Klei Sharis. Reb Yossi, Bei Rebbe Chanina Amar Psula, that's Pasul, because Reb Yossi says it has to be made in a Klei Sharis. And again, remember, oh, we'll say it in a second. Reb Shua ben Levi, Amar Ksheira, no. Reb Shua ben Levi says, even if it's made in a chulin kli, it's okay. My time with Reb Yossi, Bei Rebbe Chanina, what are the svaras for each of these people? Why does Reb Yossi say, you need a kli sharis? Because the pasuk says, Kodesh hi. It should be holy. Shetehei havayasa b'kodesh. It's havaya, its creation should be in a kli sharis, in a kodesh. My time with Reb Shua ben Levi, what's the reader of Shua ben Levi who says you don't need it in a kli sharis? Kodesh hi, shetehei ba mitzvah zalishka. No, it should come from kodesh money, from hektish, but it does not have to be kodesh itself. Amar Reb Yossi Bei Rebbe Bun, Asya, I'm sorry, let's stop there for a second. And let's say this far as again. Again, so this is a machlokes, whether the ketores has to be made in the kli sharis. So how does this relate? This impacts on the issue of whether this money in the that we use to be machal, the kedusha of the ketores on, can be used to buy kli sharis. Because again, if ketores has to be made in a kli sharis, so the ketores has inherent kedusha, so then the kedusha that's transferred onto this money, now the money has inherent kedusha, thus this money can be buy kli sharis. If the ketores does not have to be made in a kli sharis, then it does not have inherent kedusha, then the money that you transferred his kedusha onto does not have inherent kedusha, therefore it cannot be used to buy kli sharis. That's how the logic works. Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Bon, Asi d'Rabbi Yosef b'Chanini k'Shmuel, Rishu ben Levi k'Rabbi Yochanan. This machlokas is a parallel one with Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Ditaninan, because we have in a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? Tomorrow. Hamakdish nechasev b'hayu bad dvarim shiruyin l'karben esibur. Let's say I say everything in my house belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. So there are different types of objects in my house. So the Mishnah goes through anything that's roy to be a carbon, animals, flour, anything that becomes goes for a carbon. Any like a chair doesn't have kedushas aguf because a chair can't be brought as a carbon unless you cut it up and you bring it as a carbon to HM, like we had yesterday. But generally it's not. So said there's a machlokas about that Mishnah. What's included in things that are roy for a carbon zebra? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ketores. Ketores is included. So what's Ketores? So it's a raya. You don't have kli sharis in your house, and if the ketores is already considered roy to be a carbon seabor, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds that ketores does not need to be made in a carbon in a kli sharis. I'm Rabbi Yoshia Tzipa. No, Rabbi Yoshia says no raya. Maybe you have ketores that already has kedushas aguf in your house. How? Tipater beuma mishal beis avtinus shenotav ischar ketores. Remember in the Mishnah when we had workers. That what you do to get the ketores to be from the new crop, from the new year, you first gave the ketores to the workers, and then you brought it back. So maybe that mission is about a case where you have ketores and you didn't buy it back yet. So it still has kedushas aguf. So there's no raya there. Rabbi Yochanan says that the ketores does not need to be made in kli sharis. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, who said earlier that it requires a kli sharis, Shmuel holds that way. The grinder that they used to grind the ketores, they gave it the status of a kli sharis. Meaning, Shmuel says, you need to prepare the ketores in a kli sharis. Amr Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Bun, Amr Rabbi Chona Kumei Rabbi Yosi, Davar Shekodesh b'kli sharis nifteh? Let's go back to the Mishnah. What do you have in the Mishnah? You had ketores. You had regular holy ketores. So what do we say? We want to be able to use it from the new funds, so we're going to change the kedusha of the ketores onto money. Are you allowed to do that? If you have something that's kedushas haguf, are you allowed to just change its kedusha? If something has a mum, if an animal has a mum, okay. It's psuli hamakdashim. But if the ketores is perfect, it's tamim, are you allowed to just change its kedusha? So the Gemara says, yes, it's a machlokes. So at least according to some opinions, you can. Amar Leibel Av Deshmuli. That's what Shmuel says. Deshmuel Amar Kalu B'Moser. Shmuel says it's a special kula when you have leftovers. What else are you going to do with this ketores? You're going to throw it out? You don't want to throw it out, Baltashkes. So when you have leftovers, Shmuel says you're allowed to do it. De is palgun, because we have a machlokes. Hosiru b'tzmimim. What's the case? We know that in the Beis Hamikdash, every day there were six animals ready for the carbon tamid. Just to be safe, there were six animals, just in case one of them had a mum, one of them was a trefa, there's always six. So what do you do on the last day of the year? Right? You use two animals, you have four left. So what do you do with those four animals? Right? So what do you do? So says the Gemara, that's the machlokas here. Hosiru tamimim. So says, if you left over tamimim, you have four good, perfect animals. So Shmuel amar niftik tamimim. Shmuel says, okay, you redeem them. I, they don't have a mum yet. So what, says Shmuel? Leftovers are allowed to be redeemed. That's exactly what our Mishnah is talking about. Rabbi Yochanan amar niftik tamimim mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan argues, no, you gotta wait till they get a mum, and then you can redeem them. But our Mishnah postures as like Shmuel. Hosiru tamimim isirim. So the Gemara says, what about if you don't have the tamimim left over, which are olos, but you have seirim, the goats that are used for carbon chatas on Rosh Chodesh. What if you have those leftovers? So aldaiti to Shmuel. So do we say according to Shmuel that those are also could be redeemed? Because after all, im ola niftes, if a carbon ola could be redeemed, in ola, which even if you let it get a mum, is going to be used as an ola anyway, and yet we say you don't have to wait till it gets a mum. You can redeem it and use it directly as an ola. So says the Gemara, im olin if these lo koshik in chatas, so chatas should also be. Why? Because chatas is never going to turn into a chatas. So why wait? An ola, which you have another option to turn it into an ola if you let it get a mum, and you still don't have to do that. So chatas, you'll never get it to be a chatas, because chatas can't transfer ownership. So you might as well end up being an ola, so surely chatas. So according to Shmuel, not only olos left over could you redeem right away, but even chatas. So also chatas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Reb Zeira Yiru. No, Rabbi Yochanan says anything that's left over, even if it's a tamim, cannot be redeemed. You have to wait till it gets a mum. Period. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak Mekaitz Amenazim is Beyach. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say to use them for? You have to wait till it gets a mum, and you let it be used on the mizbeach. You let it be used on the mizbeach. The Kasha Yesh, I'm sorry, Rishua Bar Yitzchak says that maybe you could use even these animals for the Mekaitzim and Mizbeach. You could change them to use them as an Ola directly. So the Kasha Yesh Chadash Akreva Ola, if you have a carbon Chadash, you could use that directly as an Ola. When does a Chadash change into an Ola? If it's Tumim. If it's a Balmum, so you can sell the money. But where do you ever see a Chadash changing into an Ola? So Amar Rabbi Yosa, yes, Rabbi Yosa has an amazing Shita. Shan Yihi, this is a different case. She'ein Karbet Asibur Nikvan Ela B'Shchita. The full Kedusha of an animal is only after you shecht it, not beforehand. So therefore, it doesn't have the full status of a Chadash. We mentioned this far once before, on the second to last daf, before our Vipsachim. That's Sad the Ches, where we spoke about the Shita of Reb Shimon, who holds Bali Chayim Enam Nidachim. Where we spoke about Nidche, remember that Gemara about Dichoy, if an animal is pushed aside, is it pushed aside forever? So there was a Shita in the Tanaim there, that Bali Chayim Enam Nidachim. If the animal is alive, it can never be pushed aside. It can never be labeled as a Dachui animal. Why? So we mentioned then, the Zera Avram, Reb Nachum Zemba suggests, that maybe the full Kedusha of an animal is only after Shita. That's Makadish the animal in its full sense. So I think here, this is a remiss to that principle, right? Because it says here, ain't going to do the kvar el b'shnita. So that's why this potential chatas can still be used directly as an ola. Omer Reb Chiel, just finished, or maybe there's a different answer. Tanai Bezdin who? It's not that it changes, but Bezdin kind of makes the Tanai the condition at the beginning of the year. Almosah Sheikh Ovas. Any leftovers in the Mesa Mikdash, you can give as an ola. It's an inherent condition, and that's why it's allowed. Yeah? Alex? Why not a carbon yachid? So carbon yachid might not be. Carbon yachid might be the hakdasha. But carbon tzibur, you know, it might, according to this Gemara, it's only by a carbon tzibur, while Rav Shimon Shita is even by a carbon yachid, in Bali Chayim Nidachim. But at least the svaras are parallel. Okay, we'll stop here. And today's year was Leila Nishmas Yitzchak ben Yerachmiel, David ben Yishai, and Yisrael ben Eliezer. Says David HaMelech, okay. Yeah, Yitzchak ben Yerachmiel.
That's
somebody. Okay, Yisrael ben Eliezer? The Baal Shem Tov. Oh, what is it? Vav Sivan also? Okay, so David HaMelech and the Baal Shem Tov. Okay. I quoted the Baal Shem Tov today. Okay. I just got to get my son first.